Yeah, like you said, goal line clearances, a lot of good play. Feisty at times, I think Arsenal's foul count was higher than Chelsea.
Keep up to date with the latest WSL action and the biggest interviews.
I could never see myself putting on another jersey.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig podcast stream on the OTB Sports app now.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan, and welcome to the OTB Lunchtime Wrap for a look at all of today's sports stories so far on Tuesday, the 22nd of February. Starting with cricket, and Ireland have qualified for the T20 Cricket World Cup in Australia. Ireland beat Oman by 56 runs in their qualifier in Oman today. Gareth Delaney hit 47 with the bat as Ireland set a target of 166. Oman were bowled out for 109 for their 20 innings. The World Cup's due to start in October. The Republic of Ireland finish off their Pinatar Cup campaign this afternoon. Heather Payne's available for the third place playoff against Wales after recovering from injury. And Vera Powell says she'll make changes from the defeat to Russia over the weekend with a view to the World Cup qualifier against Sweden in April.
We go for the best team for each position, the best balance, and that would be a team that we would line up for a qualifier.
That game at the Pinatar Arena kicks off at 2:30. Players from the United States women's national team have reached a proposed settlement of $24 million in their equal pay lawsuit against the US Soccer Federation. The players will receive a lump sum of $22 million. US Soccer will also pay an additional $2 million into an account to benefit the US players, and the Federation will also provide equal pay for the men's and women's national teams moving forward. The FAI announced last year an agreement had been reached for equal pay for the men's and women's teams. UEFA are holding talks about moving this season's Champions League final away from St. Petersburg amid the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. European football's most prestigious match is due to take place in St. Petersburg on the 28th of May. UEFA says it's constantly and closely monitoring the situation. The last 16 action in the competition continues tonight. Holders Chelsea play French champions Lille at Stamford Bridge in the first leg. Ahead of the game, Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel admitted he could be to blame for Romelu Lukaku's poor form. The Belgian striker struggled for goals since moving from Inter Milan for more than €100 million in the summer. Tuchel admits his defensive setup might be one of the reasons Lukaku isn't firing at his best.
We demand a lot from our strikers in terms of defending. We want to be a physical, hardworking group, and that's maybe plays a part, yes.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock at the same time Villarreal face Juventus. St Mirren have appointed former Motherwell boss Stephen Robinson as the club's new manager. He succeeds Waterford native Jim Goodwin, who took over at Aberdeen at the weekend. The World Rugby Under 20 Championship and World Rugby Under 20 Trophy have been cancelled again for 2022, but are due to return in 2023. The news means it'll be 3 years in a row now without the tournament due to the pandemic. Dates and hosts of next year's tournaments will be announced in due course. England's George Cruz has announced his retirement from rugby on his 32nd birthday in order to focus on his business commitments. The former Saracen second row, who runs a sports nutrition company, won 4 Premiership titles and 3 European Champions Cups during his 11 years at the club. Cruz won 45 caps for England and also played for the Lions. He'll hang up his boots at the end of the current Japanese league season with the Saitama Wild Knights. Dillian White signed a contract paving the way for a WBC World Heavyweight title fight with Tyson Fury. He was the mandatory challenger and had until 6 o'clock this morning to put pen to paper on a multi-million pound deal. Fury, who's undefeated in 32 professional bouts, has been champion since he took the belt from Deontay Wilder in 2020. And Fergal O'Brien's out of the European Snooker Masters in Milton Keynes. The Dubliner was beaten 5-3 by Wu Yizhe of China. Antrim's Jordan Brown plays world number one Mark Selby at 2:30 this afternoon. Coming up on tonight's Off the Ball, Kenny Cunningham's in studio for the live Champions League last 16 action, and London Gaelic footballer James Hines will also be on the show. As always, you can tune into News Talk from 7 o'clock or listen on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap, available every weekday on the OTB Sports app.